Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Tzadik Beis. And we are 11 lines from the bottom of daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, the two dots, Heima HaYotzer. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunim Batzor V'Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel and Yisrael Ben Bracha. So, daf Tzadik Aleph, the last daf of Perek HaMoicher Es HaSfina, ended a little bit in the same vein that the first daf of Perek HaMoicher Es HaSfina started, which was with a digression, specifically Divrei Agada. Gemara is related to the story of Rus. Like many Agada to Gemaras, there were several Psukim and Tanakh that were quoted. Specifically, the Gemara quoted a Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Dalet. The pasuk said, "V'yoykim v'anshei chayzeva v'yoyosh v'sarav asher ba'alu l'mayav v'yoshuvi lachem v'hadvarim atiken." The Gemara darshan that pasuk, and now the Gemara does what it so often does, and that is darshan's the next pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. So the Gemara now is about to quote a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Dalet, not Pasuk Chav Beis, but rather the next Pasuk Chav Gimel. So the Pasuk says as follows, Hema HaYotzrim, V'yoshvei Netoim, U'gedera, Im HaMelech B'melachtoi, Yashvu Shom. What does this all mean? Says the Gemara, Hema HaYotzrim, Elu B'nei Yoynadav Ben Rechev. It's referring to the family of Yoynadav Ben Rechev, Shenotzru Shvuas Aviyem. And the reason they're referred to as Yoytzrim is Yoytzer is Miloshen Noitzer, which means to be Shomer, to watch. They watched and they observed the Shvuah of their father. Now the rest of the story is told in Sefer Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Hei. The Psukim over there say that Yoynadav Ben Rechev foresaw the impending destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. And he told his family that you need to start mourning, meaning even though the Beis HaMikdash was not Chariv yet, but at the same time, you have to be memayit a little bit in your pleasures. Specifically, he told them, stop drinking wine, and he told them, shaloi livnois batim. In the meantime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yirmiyahu, and he wants to give Yirmiyahu a message to go tell the Yidden. So in this Mara Nevuah, Hashem tells Yirmiyahu about the tremendous maila of the children of Yoynadav ben Rechev. And he says, why don't you invite them over and tell them to drink a glass of wine? So Yirmiyahu invites them and he offers them some wine and they refuse wine. And the reason they refuse wine is because they had this Messiah from their father, they had made the Shvuah that they weren't going to drink wine. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyahu that, take a look, these children are so careful about Kibud Av that they don't want to in any way defile something that they did together with their father. Yet, Ami Lo Zachar, my nation, they're not looking out for me. And this is one of the Nevuahs of Yirmiyahu, which is Kulei Churbana, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the righteous deeds of the Bnei Yoynadav Ben Rechev, finds this opportunity to give very strong rebuke to Klal Yisrael. But the bottom line is, a little long-winded, but Hema HaYotzrim, who are the Yotzrim? It's the Bnei Yoynadav Ben Rechev, Shenotzru Shvuas Aviyem. The pasuk continues and says, Yoishvei Netoim. Who's the Yoishvei Netoim? Zeh Shloima. It's referring to one person. Yoishvei is a Lashon Rabbim. But really, it's referring to Shloima HaMelech. Shedoimen L'Netiyah B'Malchusa. His Malchus was like a Netiyah. So a Netiyah is a sapling. It grows when it's very young, and then it steigs, and it gets bigger and bigger. And Shloima HaMelech's legend, Shloima HaMelech's Malchus, it grew and it grew and it grew, and as a result, he's referred to as Yoishvei Netoim, Ugedeiro Zu Sanhedrin. It's referring to the Sanhedrin, Shegodru Pirtzoiseim Shal Yisrael. The Sanhedrin, one of their jobs is to make siyogim, to make different harchokos and different shmirois. So they're Godru Pirtzoiseim Shal Yisrael, and that's why in this pasuk they're referred to as Ugedeiro. Im HaMelech B'melachto Yashvu Sham. Who is that referring to? So Rusam Oyavia, it's referring to Rus. She Rasa b'malchus Shloima, and she merited to see the Malchus of Shloima, who was Ben Benoi, Shel Ben Benoi. So we talk about Ben Benoi, right? This is Ben Benoi, Shel Ben Benoi. So he's the grandson of her grandson. And how do you know that Rusa Mayavia Sorish and Emma, as the Pasuk says, Vayasam Kise Le'im HaMelech, referring to Shloim HaMelech, Amar Rabbi Loza said, Le'ima Shel Malchus, that who's this Kise that Shloim HaMelech set aside Le'im HaMelech? It was Le'ima Shel Malchus, the mother queen. And who was the mother queen? It was none other than Rus. This is an interesting fun fact that the Gemara tells us, and that is that Rus had such a Arichas Yomim that Rus was actually Zoicha to see her great-great-great-great-grandson, Ben Benoy Shel Ben Benoh, Shloimeh HaMelech. This idea that Rus got to see Shloimeh HaMelech is also mentioned in a Medrash. It's a Yalkut Shemoni in Rus. The Pasuk says, Yishalim Hashem Pa'olech, referring to Rus, Utihi Maskurtech Shloimeh, says the Yalkut Shemoni, Utihi Maskurtech Shloimeh, Shleima Ksiv, but really it could also be pronounced Shloima. Ramazla Shloima Yil Imach. That from you there's going to be a Shloima HaMelech. Uti Maskurtech Shleima, Shleima as in Shloima. That pasuk itself, Rus has already told that she's not only going to have a grandchild, Shloima HaMelech, but Lefidus Gemara, she's actually going to have Arichas Yomim, and she's going to merit, and she's actually going to meet. She's going to have a chair next to her grandson, Shloim HaMelech. It's interesting. The word is Shleima, and we're teaching Shleima as if it said Shleima. So this is already Tzimdritin mold that we had this week. We had Evan Shleima. We said over from the Shachal HaTorah and the Gematrius, the last piece in Parshas Kiseitze, where he says that's a remiss to the fact that Shloim HaMelech created and was misaking the Midois and the Mishkalis. We mentioned the Maisa with the Vilna Gaon, where the Yid came to the Vilna Gaon and he asked him, where's your name, Merumas, in the Torah? So he told him, Evan Shleima, Eliyo Ben Shleima. So again, we're taking the word Shleima, we're teaching it Shleima. This is another Chazal where we do the same exact thing. Timas Kutech Shleima, Shleima as in Shleima. This is a remez that Rus would one day see Shleima Melech. Either way, Tana Rabbana. The pasuk says, "V'achaltem in atfuah yoshan." So this is referring to the brachos of the tfuah of Eretz Yisrael when it's shanim kitikunam. So the pasuk says regarding that tkufa that the yidden are going to eat from the tfuah yoshan. You're going to eat from the old tfuah. So what does it mean yoshan? That's a bracha. Where is the bracha in saying that you're going to eat from the older tfuah? What it means is b'lei salmanton. Means that there's not going to be salmanton. If you're going to be able to eat old tfuah, that means that it's going to have a long shelf life, which means that it's going to be protected. There won't be the salmanton. My beloy salmanton, what does that even mean? Rav Nachman said, beloy ritzinta. What it means is not going to be any worms that are going to infest the tfuah. That's a bracha. Rav Sheitcha sama beloy shadifa. What it means is it's not going to be any shidofin. It's not going to dry out. So at the end of the day, it's going to age. What's the punchline? It's beloy salmanton. What does that mean? According to Rav Nachman, no worms. According to Rav Sheshes, it's not going to dry out. Okay, sounds like a very, very technical machloikis. The Gemara says, Tanya kavasit Rav Sheshes and Tanya kavasit Rav Nachman. No, this is a real machloikis, like any other bona fide machloikis. In fact, there's a Tanya kavasit Rav Nachman's understanding, and there's a Tanya Kavase to Rav Sheish's understanding. It says the Gemara Tanya Kavase to Rav Nachman. It says in the Pasik, Vachaltem Yoshon, Yochel Yu Yisro Metzapim L'chadosh B'tei Yoshon Shekolo. So I would have thought that the Yidden are going to be waiting for the Tfuah HaChadosha to come, because the Tfuah HaYishana is not going to be good anymore, right? Once something's been around for a long time, it starts going stale. So you would have thought the Yidden are going to be Metzapim for the Tfuah HaChadosha, Talmud Loimar. It says in the Pasik, Ad boy tfuasa toichlu yashan. What does that mean? Ad shetavoy me'eleo. That the Yidden are going to be calm, and they're going to say, whenever the tfuah chadasha comes, let it come. Ad boy tfuasa means that we're not in a rush. Whenever it's ready to come, it's going to come. Why? Because the tfuah yashan are still going to be good. So yochel yu yisrael mitzapim lechadash b'mnei yashan shakala. You would have thought that there's going to be something wrong with the yashan. Talmud loymar, no, it's going to be fine. Now, where's the Tanya Kavasi to Rav Nachman? What do you see, like Rav Nachman more than like Rav Sheshes? Right, they're both saying there's going to be a bracha in the tfuah that's yashan. Okay, so you're not going to be waiting, literally, for the chadash to come, because you're going to be perfectly okay eating the yashan. But we had a very nuanced machlokes. Rav Nachman said that it means there's no worms. Rav Sheshes says it means there's no shidofen. So the one word that's the Tanya Kavasi to Rav Nachman is shakala. Meaning, yochel yu yisrael mitzapen lechadash b'nei yashan shakala. The worms would make it be kala. It would cause the entire grain to disappear. They'll eat the grain and it's going to be gone. So from the fact that what we're saying is that the brach at Beit Tfuasa is that you're not going to lose the tfuah. What it means is it's protected from something that would have caused it to be lost, meaning gone. What's that? That obviously are the words. Tanika Vasid Rav Sheshes, the nuance will be a little bit more manifest when we see the next braisa. Braisa that supports Rav Sheshes, the pasuk said, "Achal tmanat tfuah yashin yochliu yisrael matzapin luchadosh min yashin shera." I would have thought that the Yidden are going to be waiting for the tfuah chadosh, not because the tfuah hayishana is kala, but rather because the tfuah hayishana is ra. It's here, but it's bad. That's a sign of shidofen. When the tfuah dries out, it's there. It's just decayed and it's not good. It's moldy and it's not something that you can eat. So the thing that the pasuk is bavarning is the shidofen. Talmud Loimer again. At boi tfuasa at shetavi tfuah meila. It's the same exact drasha. It's like you have two braises that say the same thing. But really, if you look a little bit more carefully, they almost say the same thing. Not mamish the same thing. In one, the brach is that the tfuah yeshana won't be kala. In the other, the brach is that the tfuah yeshana won't be ra. What's the difference? Kala means that the worms would infest it. Ra means that they would be oiski klapt. One's a Tanya Kavasi de Rav Nachman, and the other one's a Tanya Kavasi de Rav Sheshes. Tanu Rabbana. More on this theme. The pasuk says, V'achaltem yoshon noishon. V'yoshon mipnei chadosh toitziyu. So you're going to eat tfuah. Which tfuah are you going to eat? The old tfuah, the aged tfuah. You're going to eat yoshon noishon. Says the Gemara of Achalten yoshon noishon. Malam yoshon kolam yoshon mechaveroi. Heavy yofen mechaveroi. Meaning if it's a brocha that you're going to eat the aged tfuah, zoysoy meres, that's a good thing, right? If that's the blessing, then obviously that's a good thing. So we learn from here a klal. Shakola miyushin mechaveroi, haviyofen mechaveroi. And specifically, when it's shonim kitikunam, this is the way it's going to be in Eretz Yisrael. That whatever's older is going to be better. From here, you only see maybe that things with the derech is for them to get better as they age. So yeah, there, the bruch of Eretz Yisrael was v'achaltem yoshan noishem. They're going to age well. But dvarim she'in darken liyashna minayim. But how do you know things where the derech is not for them to age well? That even then, in Birchas Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have this idea that the older they get, the better they're going to get. Meaning, the Torah seems to be saying that there's a bruch in Eretz Yisrael, v'achaltem yoshan noishem. That as the food ages, it's going to get better. That's what you're going to want to eat. Okay, so you would have thought maybe that's true for foods that age well. What about foods that don't age well? Incidentally, Rashi says, what's an example of foods that age well? So wine, everybody knows, but also chita, wheat. So chita v'yayin are examples of foods that age well. So I would have thought maybe there you have this bracha. But what about foods that don't age well? Kigoyin, mine peiros, right? Fruit doesn't age very well. As a result, how do you know that this bracha is true even for that? Talmud Loimat says, yoshon noishon mikom. That's a double lashon, and that teaches me that this is true not only for things that age well, even for things that traditionally don't age well. The yosham ibnei chadosh toy tziu. The end of the pasuk is that you're gonna take out all the old to replace it with the new. Malami, we learn from here. Show you oitzus maleis yosham ugranois maleis chad that the brach of Eretz Yisrael was that the Yidden came to a point where they had oitzris, right? Their cellars and where they used to store things were filled with old wine and with old tfuah. Good stuff, right? Shufra the shufra. But the granois, where all the new schayr was Malayin Chadash. But Yisrael Oimrim and the Yidden found themselves stuck between a rock and a hard place. Heich noitzi zem nipnezeh. Like, what are we supposed to do? We have all this new schayr that we're importing. The problem is the old schayr is still good. And they're a little bit stuck. And it's this struggle that the pasuk, it's a good struggle, is describing when it says, V'yosham ibn chadash toitziu. Now, lemaisa, what does the pasuk say? What do the Yidden end up doing? They take out the old and they replace it with the new, right? That's what the pasuk says. So the Rashbam actually asks Akasha. He says, and if you're holding cheshbin of this last Gemara here in Amoriches Hasvino, it sounds like the old is better than the new. So if the old is better than the new, so why? A hove im toimar over here. Are they taking out the old to replace it with the new? I thought, V'achal toyoshan noishan. I thought the old is better. Meaning they have this struggle over here. The oitzus amalein yashan because of all the bracha, and the granis amalein chadash because of all the bracha. So what do they end up doing? The yashim nechadash toitziu. Why? It should be faker. So Rashbam says v'yesh loymar a technical teretz, but he says a geshmak teretz. He says you have to say that there comes a point where although it's good to continue aging the aged chita and the aged yayin, but you'd be better off taking out the aged schayra and putting the new schayra and having that begin to age. So if something is sitting in the oitzer for 5 years versus something that hasn't been in the Oitzer yet. So if you have a question now, over the next 5 years, should I have the Schayre that's already aged 5 years, age from year 6 to 10, or bring the new Schayre in and let them age 0 to 5, you're going to do better aging the new than continuing to age the old. That's just the cost-benefit analysis, and that's why the pasuk says, "V'yasham ipnei chadash toitziu." One last comment. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, "Kol mili atiki ma'alya." All foods are better as they get old. Lebar, and you have to read these three very carefully. There's three exceptions to the rule. Mitamri, which are dates, the shikra. So whenever you have rapapa, you know beer is going to get a shout out. The harsin adogim ktanim, small fish. And on that note, hadron halach hamoicher esasvina. Either way, without further ado, we're going to start the sixth parak. Sixth parak is going to begin on a very different note than the fifth parak ended. In fact, this is a whole new terrain right now that we're about to enter. In fact, the first sugya here in the sixth parak of Bava Basra, parak HaMeiches HaPeres, is one of the most famous sugyas in Shas. It is the source to the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether Hilchin b'mamon acher haroiv, or whether Ein Hilchin b'mamon acher haroiv. So all yeshivalite know that one of the sugyas that underpin and permeate Gans Noshim Nezikin is roiv, specifically roiv as it intersects with Dine Mamonis. Ad kidei kach, that there's a shitas Shmuel that holds Ain hoch in the mamon acher roiv kala teir kula. There's something called roiv. Rav holds, well, if that's true in kala teir kula, I don't see why that wouldn't be true by mamon. Stating that there is a shita Shmuel that holds ain hoch in the mamon acher roiv. What's the hesber and the machloikis of hoch in the mamon acher roiv? Ain hoch in the mamon acher roiv. Why should mamon be different? If in all areas of halacha you go bas roiv, so why in the world when it comes to dine mamonis should be any different? What is the makar to the machloikis? What's the case that they were arguing about? What do all the tashmas look like? That is the next two da. Either way, Zokta Hilga Mishnah. If somebody sells peiros to his friend. Now notice that the sixth parak begins really the same way the fifth parak began and the same way the fourth parak began. Fourth parak began, Meiches Abayis. Fifth parak was, Meiches Asfino. Sixth parak is, Meiches Peiros, right? And in between the Meiches Abayis, the Meiches Asfino, and the Meiches Peiros, we had people that sold a bunch of different things, right? Almost everything you can think of has been sold over the last 6 weeks of Daf Yomi. So we're beginning, really, behemshach to all the previous mishnayos. Somebody is selling something to somebody else, and like in all the mishnayos that we've had up until now, the mechira was stam, meaning it was very unclear what was included in the sale, what was not included in the sale. That's exactly what happened over here. Look at the first Rashbam. Amoicha peiros stam. Meaning, stam, v'loy pirish. They weren't mefarish what the purpose of the peiros was. Now, what are the options as it relates to the peiros? So, the Rashbam says, we're not farmers, so you can't take any of this for granted. The meicher and the lekeach were never mefarish im lezriya im la'achila. So, this person now that's buying peiros, there's really two possibilities. He's buying the peiros to eat, right? That's what I would think. Or he's buying the peiros lezriya. He's going to take the peiros and he's going to flounce them. He's going to put them in the ground and he's going to make a whole field out of it. So somebody sold peiros stam, and what's unclear is whether the mechira was lezriya or whether the mechira is la'achila. So zok the mishnah v'zok. What would be if after this mechira stam, the lekech would take the peiros, he would sow them, and he would plant them, v'loy tzomchu, and nothing grew. V'afilu zera pishton. Even if the peiros that were sold were flaxseed, einoy chayev ba'achri yuson, the halacha is the mechir is not chayiv ba'achrayis. So again, somebody sold peiros to somebody stam. They never were mefarish whether the purpose of the sale is lezriya or whether the purpose of the sale is lachil. The lekeach went and the lekeach planted the peiros and nothing grew. So he comes running to the moicher and he tells the moicher, it was a mekachtois. I bought something that I thought I was able to plant and it turns out I wasn't able to plant it. The moicher tells the lekeach, who said anything about planting? Could you eat it? Yeah, I could have eaten it. Okay, so what do you want for my life? If I would have sold you peiros that have no functionality besider, but you had in mind this and not that, you should have said it. You didn't say it. In my head, I don't know. I sold you something legitimate. I don't owe you anything. So the shaila is, does Dolikeach have a taina? Could he say that? No. In my mind, I was buying it Lizria. Or does the Maikra have a taina? If you were buying it Lizria, you should have said you were buying it Lizria. Dvarim Shablei Vein and Dvarim. I don't know. I sold you something that's functional. So says the Mishnah, Einoi Chayev Bachriyusan. The halacha is that the Maikra is not Chayev Bachriyus. The Maikra does not have to give the person the money back. Now, what's the chiddush of Afilu Zera Pishlan? So this is going to play itself out in the sugya, but the Rashbam speaks out right away in the Mishnah. The chiddush is that Zera Pishlan, flaxseed, was bought in most cases Lizria. Meaning, if somebody buys Paris, okay, sometimes it's Lachila, sometimes it's Lizria. So the Likech has a little bit of a taina. Zera Pishtan, he has a better taina, because Roiv people that buy Zera Pishtan actually bought it Lizria. So he's not just coming and saying that over here there's a little bit more of a taina, and he's not just saying that I bought a Lizria. He has the Rav that's backing him up. He has the Rav that's supporting him. Afilu hachi eni chai b'achriyusan. And obviously you can see how this gets into the sugya of halcha b'mamanach ha-Rav, ein halcha b'mamanach ha-Rav, which is why we're talking about it right here. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Zaroi ne'gino she'en ne'chalim. If somebody sells somebody, not just any payers, but he sells him Zaroi ne'gino, literally garden seeds, that are not ruining lachila at all, and the lekech goes and he plants with them, and nothing grew, that's already a whole Inyan, Chayev Bachriyusan, then already is going to be Chayev Bachriyus. And the reason is because being that it's Zaroi Negina and it's something that's not Roi Lachila at all, so it's poshut that it was sold Lizria. And if it was sold Lizria and it was Zaroi Veloit Samchus, and now already has a Taina Mekach Tois, and therefore he can for sure go back to the Meicher. Either way, Zokta Gemar Itmar. If somebody sells an axe to his friend, and after the person bought the shar, he found out that this shar is a Vildechaya, he's a Nakhin. This is a shar that shtoises. Okay, so what's the problem with a shar that shtoises? You can't keep it around. Because if you keep it around, then you're going to have to learn Bava Kamadav Beis, and you're going to start being Chaya for any damage that it's going to do. So somebody sold a shard to his friend, and it turned out that it was a nak. So the person, after he found out his shard was a nak, came running back to the moicher, and he says, "Would you sell me? You sold me a nak, and I didn't want a shard that's a nak." And Rav, I'm a Rav, says, "I raise a mekach tois. Yeah, you can tie a mekach tois. I didn't think I was buying a nak." And Shmuel, I'm a Shmuel, says, "Yochaloi maloi, the moicher could tell the lekeach l'shchita mechartavloch. He could tell in 1 second. Could you shech the animal? Yeah. If you shech the animal, you'll have dinner for a month? Yeah. Okay. So, shech the animal, and I know what you want from my life. I understand I could shech the animal, but, this animal still has some more miles in it. I don't want to just shech it right now. I want to depreciate it as much as I can, and then I'll shech it. I want to use it in my field. I want it to acker. Right? There's things I still wanted to do with this animal," says the moicher. "I hear, but at the same time, you should have told me that, and then I would have told you it's a nakhin. You bought a shar, I sold you a shar. It's not like you can't recognize any value from the shar, and as a result, the shchita machartav lach." Dolikeach saying, "No, but I didn't buy the shchita. I bought it to be chayresh, right? I bought it to use it in the field." That's this tension over here. Rav says, "Areza mekach tois, lekeach kitaino mekach tois," meaning he has the better taino. Shmuel says, "No, the meicher is the one that has the better taino. He could say l'shchita mekachatolach." So the Gemara is going to build up now to the punchline, and that is, what is the svaras amachloikis between Rav and Shmuel? But before the Gemara does that, the Gemara addresses a few technical points. The Gemara says, number one, I don't understand why there's a machloikis is Rav and Shmuel. There would seem to be a very simple way of resolving this issue. Meaning, Velechsi, why don't we take a look and see, Igaver de Zorven Linach Sasa. Is this a person that usually buys animals to shecht? Meaning, is he a butcher? Is that who this person is? If this person is a butcher, then Linach Sasa, he must have bought the animal to butcher it, right? To shecht it. And if that's the case, for sure the Moicher is saying, good. And Ila Radio. And if this person is not a butcher, if I care, he's a farmer, and this is a guy that is constantly buying animals to be chayrish with, then Ila Radio, right? Ila Radio means to be chayrish. So for sure, that's what he bought it from. Meaning, the Gemara says there seems to be an easy way to figure out what really happened over here. Let's take a look at the Lekeach. Right, presumably the Rashbam says the Moicher knows the Lekeach, so they know each other. If this guy walks in dressed with overalls, he looks like a farmer, okay, that's probably what happened. And if he comes in with his chalif, yielding it in his right hand, right, he has a 3-foot sword. So obviously, this guy's a shochet. So what's the whole confusion over here? Let's just look at the person. If this is a person that buys for shchita, it's probably shchita. If this is a person that buys l'radi, it's probably l'radi. The Gemara says, "But Gavin doesn't have a l'achi." He walked in with his overalls and the chalif, meaning this is a guy. He has a whole diverse geschäft, and he has a lot going on. The bottom line is, he's a butcher and a farmer, and therefore you can't prove anything from that. But the Gemara says, I have another way that we may be able to resolve this case rather simply, and that is, follow the money. Why don't you look at the money? And let's take a look at how much money it is. Meaning, the assumption is that an animal that you can use l'radya is worth more money than an animal that you have to shecht, right? Because the animal that you can use l'radya, eventually you're going to be able to shecht also. But Bizen Kretschme, you'll be able to do a lot of work with it. As a result, it has more value than an animal that the minute you get it, you have to watch it and protect it and eat shomrim, right? Because otherwise, you're going to be chayiv in terms of bava kama and you can't use it in the field. So says the Gemara, look at the money. If it's more money, or the money is corresponding to what a shor that l'radya sells for must be l'radya, and if fakert, fakert. I mean, the money should be the indication. The Gemara says, l'tzricha deyakir bisif kamet mei radya. Ah, good. A balabata shater. It's talking about where it was the same amount of money. The value of basar is mamish, the value of the rad. The two animals cost the same amount of money, and as a result, the money itself will not be an indication. But the Gemara says, Ihachia bezog the mainaf kamina. So what are they fighting about? Meaning, it sounds like they can all get along, right? Why are they screaming, the hiring toyans, they're in Bezdin, they're not talking to each other? What's the big deal? At the end of the day, so this person bought a shor and he was hoping to use a l'radya. Okay, turns out that he can't use a l'radya. You have to shecht it. But guess what? The shor is worth the same amount of money as the shor that you were going to use l'radya for. So just be a mensch, be a decent guy, take the shor, sell it, take the money and buy a shor l'radya. Meaning if the value is significantly lower, okay, so I understand, that's what he wants. He wants the difference in money. Meaning I thought I was paying for this, turns out I'm paying for that, and I feel like I got ripped. But he didn't get ripped off, because at the end of the day, we just said that the value of the shor l'radya is the same as the value of the shor l'shchita. So, frek the Gemara, what then are they arguing about? So the Gemara says, no, nafkamina l'tircha, they're fighting about tircha, meaning Rav is saying that l'kech ketayna mekach tois, because I'm not interested in taking the shor and selling it and finding a broker to sell it for me. I'm just not interested in this whole tircha. I already was matriach, I bought my shor, and I brought it home, I went through all the logistics of it, and I'm ready to do what I need to do. I'm not interested. You take the shor, you sell it, and in the meantime, either give me my money back or replace it with a proper shor. This whole tircha of having to unwind this transaction by finding a new person to sell it to and then a new person to buy it from is not something I'm interested in doing. But the Gemara says, hey, chidami. Just one more wrinkle that needs to be spoken out. In the event that this moicher right now, the reason he doesn't want to give back the money is because he doesn't have money. Meaning, if that's the reason that he's putting up a little bit of a fight, is then la'akif to rebezuze. Then for sure, what the loikeach should do and will do is keep the shor, which is really equal value to the amount of money that he claims he's owed, in lieu of the money that he's claiming that he's owed. And the Amri, and she, the reason it would behoove him to do that is because people say, min mori reshusoich pari efra. If somebody owes you money and you have an opportunity to take payment, even if he's paying you in bran, right? B-R-A-N, literally, bran. Take it. And the reason is because v'sezicher, and even though it's not the most geschmacka form of payment, but if it's a qualified form of payment and it's a commodity that theoretically you can recognize your value from, then that's definitely something that you should do. The point is, the Gemara is tiny, that if this meicher is putting up a little bit of a fight, maybe it sounds like he doesn't have the money. If he doesn't have the money, then anyways, the lekeach should just keep the shor. So anyways, he's probably going to just keep the shor. I mean, what would be the other option? The other option would be, he says, I'm going to wait until he has the money. That's what the Gemara is telling too. Amri inchimi mari reshusach pari afra. That's never an advisable thing anyways. So if this person talks to someone that's intelligent, he'll tell him that you should just keep this. So isn't this person memonif shach going to keep it? Someone says, no. Why are you making an assumption? He doesn't have money. If the meicher didn't have any money, maybe he wouldn't be shrying. And maybe he wouldn't be, he would just say, yeah, let me take this. It's better than Brian. fine, right? So I'm just going to keep this. But at the same time, Litzricha, the case was where the person did have money and he bought the shor, and he's tiny that he bought a l'radia. The Moichah is saying that I sold it to you l'shchita. Rav says mekach tois. Shmuel says he could always tell him l'shchita mechartav lach. What is the machloikis? So the Gemara says Rav. I'm a Rav says I raise a mekach tois and mekach tois. And the reason is baser ruba is linon. Because Rav says you go baser roi v'ruba l'radia zafni. And most people that used to buy shvarim would buy shvarim l'radia. They would buy the shor to work in the field. So being that most people bought the shor to work in the field, so this person has the shor, the roiv supporting him, and as a result, he can tie in a mekachtoiz. Shmuel Amar Shmuel will tell you, when do you go basaroi bisura? That's true when it comes to isav heter b'mamayna loy, but when it comes to mamin, you don't go basaroi. So although it's true there is a roiv that's supporting the lekeach, but ain holchem the mamin acher a roiv. There's a miyut of people that do buy and sell the shchita, and therefore the meiches taina of the shchita mechartelach is a valid taina. You don't go with roiv. If you don't go with roiv, what are you left with? This long Rashbam is on the daf, as you would expect. There's a palgo. It was incumbent upon the lekeach to speak it out. He didn't speak it out, and therefore, as long as the meicher sold him something legitimate, the meicher is the one that's going to be in the right. So again, a meicher shor lechaver v'nimtza nakhen. Rav Amar hareza mekachtoiz v'shmul Amar yochal loy meloy l'shchita mechartev lach. What's the hezber in the machloikis? It's predicated on a metzias. The metzias is ruba l'radya. Most people that transact in shvarim with the intention of the lekeach using the shor l'radya to work in the field. This shor can't be used to work in the field because it's a nakhin. Rav Tainis, well, if that's the case, the lekeach has a mekach tois. He bought it stam, and he was never mefarish at the time of the transaction that he was buying the l'radia. He didn't have to be mefarish it because the roiv was supporting it. And in Kol HaTayr Kulu, we go baser roiv. Here too, we're going to go baser roiv. Shmuel says, the big chiddush, Shmuel says that although it's true, I agree with everything you said, b'metzias, that most people that trade shvarim trade with the intention of radia, so that the roiv is supporting the lekeach. Abeki azlin and baser ruba biyisura. This day you go baser roiv is only true by isav heter. But mamay nolay, when it comes to mamin, you don't go baser roiv. And being that we're dealing with mamin over here, the roiv is neither here nor there. So the fact that roiv are l'radya is completely irrelevant. What we then have is a situation where the lekeach says, I bought a l'radya, where the meicher says, I sold it l'shchita. And being that selling l'shchita is legitimate, and if you didn't want it l'shchita, you should have been mefarishit. What do you mean I should have been mefarishit? I had the roiv. No. Roiv is not part of the equation. So if you meant l'radya, it was incumbent upon you to speak it out. You didn't speak it out. As a result, the meicher is going to be the one that is going to win this case, and therefore there is no halacha of mekach tois. Now, we just started the sugya, we're going to stop here. The Gemara from here really until the end of the sugya is, number one, going to go through different famous cases. I mean, some of the most famous cases in Shas are going to be thrown around in the next daf and a half of Gemara, all related to this inyan. Additionally, the Gemara is going to tie back into the Mishnah. We spoke it out a little bit when we went through the Mishnah. Now, I would say this is a spoiler alert, but Baruch Hashem, we've been doing this for a long time. I think we know already that halacha is like Shmuel, and that is ein holchin b'mamin acher haroiv. Right? Throughout Shas, this is a klal gadol, and that is, although there's something called roiv, but not by mamin. Ein holchin b'mamin acher haroiv. In fact, we know that whenever there's machlokes rav and Shmuel, so hilchas k'rav be'isuri, and hilchas k'shmuel bedini, so it's pashat, that when it comes to dini, when it comes to maminis, in general, the halacha is like Shmuel, but again, that's a klal gadol that ein holchin b'mamin acharif. So just to be makdim a little bit, the sugya. This is really the hakdama to the sugya. We're going to speak of that in between the two dafin. In Kol HaTayra Kula, there's a principle of roiv, right? It governs so much of shas. Achri rabim lahatois, that's ruba de isa kamon, maka ova v'imay moisumos, that's the sugya in the first parak of Masech Teshulin, that's ruba de lesa kamon. There's bitul b'roiv, when you learn the sugyas of Yerideya, called the parish, meiruba parish, teshachanuyos, right? Roiv comes in a whole bunch of different forms. Rubai kekuloi, right? You don't have to drink the whole glass of wine. You could drink roiv of the kais, right? There's many different applications of Rav. But throughout Shas, there's an idea of Rav, stating that when it comes to Mammon, we have a klal of Ein Holchim B'Mammon Achar Rav. And the question is why? Maishna Dine Mammonis Mikol HaTorah Kula, that when it comes to Dine Mammonis, over there the rule is that Ein Holchim B'Mammon Achar Rav. So one thing that we need to just clarify right out of the gate, and that is, when we say Ein Holchim B'Mammon Achar Rav, Tosfos speaks that in a bunch of places in Shas. It means that if you want to use a roiv to be moitzi mammon from somebody. So if there's a muchzik, somebody's holding on to money, and you want to now take money from him, and you're coming with the koyach of roiv, it's then that we say, ein hochem a mammon achar roiv. But if there was a mammon amutal besafik, and nobody was muchzik in that money, then you wouldn't say, ein hochem a mammon achar roiv. That's a klal. And that's something we need to take for granted. So it's true, Ein Holchem B'Mammon Achar HaRoiv, but that's only when you're coming to be Moitzi Mammon. So if you're being Moitzi Mammon from somebody, and your kayach to be Moitzi Mammon is Roiv, Al Zen Nemar Ein Holchem B'Mammon Achar HaRoiv. But to the extent that you want to use a Roiv not to be Moitzi Mammon, so then it's going to be okay. So for example, in our case, where there was a Mechir, and the Lekeach gave money already to the Meicher took the Shar, and now the Lekeach goes to the Meicher, and he says, give me back the money, and it's based on Rubel or Radio. Oh, so you want to use a Roiv to take the money back from the Meicher, Ein Holchem B'Mammon Achar HaRoiv. Or in the case of Amoicha Peir, it's the same thing. And all the cases we're going to see, Ein Holchem B'Mammon Achar HaRoiv means that you can't be Moitzi Mammon. But to the extent that you're not coming to be Moitzi Mammon, then already it's going to be okay. But the question is, why can't you be Moitzi Mammon with a Roiv? Right? It just changes the nusach of the question a little bit. At the end of the day, just because I want to be Moitzi Mammon, that should be a problem. Now, at first glance, the teretz would seem to be, and as I is mashma from Tosfos throughout Shas, it's because when somebody is muchzik in money, he has a chazaka. What's his chazaka? His chazaka is muchzik, cheskas mammon. Chazaka is also a halach in the Torah. Roiv works in kol haTorah kula. But roiv doesn't work keneged cheskas mammon. So if you want to go now and you want to be moitzi mammon, so you want to use the roiv to overpower the chazaka, you can't do that because the cheskas mammon is going to trump over the roiv. That's the Poshita Mahalach. The problem is, and this is the Ksoisis Kasha in Simen Reish Pei, and it's the Ksoisis Kasha in Shmaitza Dalet Chav Dalet. We know the rule is that Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. That if there's ever a face-off between a Rav and a Chazaka, the Rav is always Adif. So if that's the case, why Ein Holchem B'Mammon Achar Rav? And it's noniach, the only time Ein Holchem B'Mammon Achar Rav is when you're coming to be Moitzi Mammon, and being that you're coming to be Moitzi Mammon, so now the Rav is going up against a cheskas mammon, but at the end of the day, a cheskas mammon is only a chazaka. That's what it is, a fancy chazaka, but it's a chazaka. And if Ruba the chazaka, Ruba Adif, so Roiv is always better than chazaka, so why can't Roiv be moitzi mammon? Let the Roiv of Ruba the Radio be Adif from the chazaka, the muchzik that the meicher has and the money, and say the principle of Ruba the chazaka, Ruba Adif. So klar. In Kol HaTorah Kula, there's something called Roiv. When it comes to Mammon, Ein Holchem B'Mammon Achar Roiv. True, the only time Ein Holchem B'Mammon Achar Roiv is when you want to be Moitzi Mammon with the Roiv. Where there's a Muchzik, and you're going up against a Cheskes Mammon, you want to slap out money with a Roiv, Ein Holchem B'Mammon Achar Roiv. The problem is, who cares that the Roiv is trying to be Moitzi from a Muchzik? Who cares that it's going up against a Muchzik? At the end of the day, all Muchzik is a Chazaka. And if Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Adif, and that is the klal in Shas, so then why is it Ein Holchem B'Mammon Achar Roiv? Why is it that the Roiv is not other from the Cheskes Mammon? Maishno Cheskes Mammon from any other Chazaka? So as it relates to today's raid, I think it's kedai to speak out two Mahalachim. The first Mahalach, which is L'chura the most Pashat the Mahalach. Again, this is Yisoid HaChasidus V'Shoyresh HaAvoidah Tmima, as it relates to Yeshiva Shesugiyas, as it relates to understanding Noshim Nezikin. And that is from the Trumas Hadashin. The Ktzois quotes the Trumas Hadashin. And that is that we know the halach is Hamoitzi Mechaveri Yolvaraya. Right? The Gemara says that Sumchas holds Mammon Amutu Basafik Cholkim Aloy Shvua. Aval Chachamim Oimrim Zek Klau Godol Bedin. Hamoitzi Mechaveri Yolvaraya. In Hamoitzi Mechaveri Yolvaraya state that if you want to be Moitzi Mammon from somebody, you need a Raya. What's the definition of raya? The definition of raya is more than roiv. So as much as roiv is considered somewhat of a raya, but at the same time, as it relates to being moitzi mamin, being that there's a new din called hamoitzi mechaver yalav araya, so now the amount that you need to be able to get money from somebody is something that has to be elevated to the level of raya. Roiv is not enough of a raya. Now, you told me roiv is not a raya. I thought it is a raya. Yeah, but for the din, hamoitzi mechaveri olav araya, that word raya requires more, and as a result, roiv is not going to be enough. So it's true, roiv always works, but it doesn't work to be moitzi mom. And you know why? Because hamoitzi mechaveri olav araya, and roiv is nishkenug fin araya. I just want to explain this a little bit better. That is, the Gemara in Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, this is in the beginning of Perek Shor Shanaga Chasaparo, says, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmid, Minayi L'Amoytze Mechaveri Olav Arai. How do you know that Amoytze Mechaveri is Olav Arai? Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Mi Bal Dvarim, Yigash Aleyem. And we darshan Yigash as if it would say, Yagish, Yagish Rai Aleyem. You want to be Moytze Momin? You have to deliver Arai. Ask of the Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi heard Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmid, he said, and he didn't understand. He said, L'halam Ali Kros Svaruhu. You need a Pasuk to tell me Amoytze Mechaveri Olav Arai? It's a Svaru. The Kav Lei Ki'iva, Ozal Be'yasya. If someone has something bothering him, he goes to a doctor. Meaning, if you want something, you need to make the move. So you're trying to take money from somebody, of course you have to bring a raya. What's the Havamina to think otherwise? And when you finish this Gemara, it sounds like Enochinami. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said, how do you know that Hamoitze Mechavei Olav Arai, sometimes from a Pasuk, Mi Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleyim, but Lamaisa, Rav Ashi says, no, you don't need a Pasuk for that. Halam Ali Kras Svaruhu. At the end of the day, Hamoitze Mechavei Olav Arai is because it's a Svaru. Stating that, and we mentioned this many times in the Shiurim from the last Machzer, the Rashi in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, Dibra Maschel Hamoitze Mechavei Olav Arai. So the context is not important, but the Dibra Maschel gives away what's going on here, right? Hamoitze mechaveri olav arai. Zoktei l'garashi. Olav lahavi eden levarer hasofik. Udoi raisihi. Bebova kamadach menvova medeis. Mi bal dvorim yigash aleyem. Yagish raya. Elehem. Faith the Pnei Yeshua here in Gittin Memchesa Medeis. And there in Bava Kama Memvava Medeis. Rashi seems to be bringing the Havamin of the Gemara in Shor Shanoga Chasapara. Rashi says, what's the Makar Tamoitze Mechaveri Olav Arai? It's a Pasuk. It says, Mi Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleim. Now that was what Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said. But then it was Maskef La Rav Ashi, Lomali Kros Svaruhu. And it sounded like, when you read the Gemara, for sure, that Rav Ashi's Taina was Neskabel. There was no answer that was given to Rav Ashi. So if that's the case, Freik De Pnei Yeshua, Rashi in Gittim, Memches on the day, seems to be quoting the Havamin of the Gemara in Bavakam and Mevavam in Beis, L'chura Divrei Rashi. And the Pnei Yeshua says a davar nifla. The Pnei Yeshua says, we know hamoitze mechaveri olav araya, right? If one person is a muchzik and another person is trying to get money out of him, so you have to bring the raya if you want to schlep the money out of him. But the truth is, hamoitze mechaveri olav araya is something that we say in extreme cases as well. For example, what would be if the moitzi is a bari and the muchzik is a shema, right? The toiveya, the person that's trying to schlep, is bari. He says, "Mon li biyotcha." The other person, the nitva, the one that's holding on to the money, says, "I don't know, could be, maybe. You look a little familiar. I remember borrowing money from someone. Maybe it was you. I'm not 100% sure." Right? He's a shema. Bari v'shema, big sugi in shas. Bari yadav, lav bari yadav. We paskin. Bari v'shema, when there's a muchzik, lav bari yadav. Why? Because hamoitze mechaveri olav arai. Says the Pnei Yeshua. Is that so pasha? That's like lomali kros svaruhu? I don't know if that's all pashit. One person's a bari, the other person's a shema. I can hear a little bit that if one person's a bari, the other person's a shema, maybe the bari has a better taina. He's adif, right? There is a mandama that holds bari v'shema, bari adif. And as a result, he should be up. Oh, but the teretz is, zek klal gadol b'din, hamoitze mechaveri olav arai. But I don't know that it's all pashit. So let me give you another example. Ein hochem b'maman achar arayv, shita shmu. In the beginning of Amoicha Peres, as quoted throughout Shas. Is it so poshit that ein holchem b'mamon achar arayv? Why is that so poshit? Meaning, why is it ein holchem b'mamon achar arayv? Because it can't be moitzi mamon with arayv. I don't know. Halamali cross svaru? I don't think it's so pashit. So says the Pnei Yeshua Dover Nifla. He says that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said, "How do you know Hamoitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya?" He learned it from a pasuk. Maskefla Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi told him, "It sounds like what you're saying, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, that the whole concept of Hamoitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya is something I learned from a pasuk. That can't be. Halamali cross svaru? The Iker Din." The basic principle of Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya, Halamali Kras Svaruhu. But there's no question, says the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi understood, that even Rav Ashi understood as well, that there is a certain Madrega of Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya that for sure is not a Svaruhu, and for that you would need a Pasuk. And when Rav Ashi was being Matmiya on Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, he was just being Matmiya, why do you need Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya for the why do you need the Pasuk for the institution of Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya? A Baham Mia, there's a certain Madrega of Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya. There's a certain Madrega of Muchzik and Cheskes Momin that I only know because of the Pasuk. So when Rashi quoted the Pasuk, it's Lefi HaEmes. Because Lefi HaEmes, you do need the Pasuk. I think Gemara says Svaru. Svaru for the Iker Din, Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya. But the Pasuk to tell me that you say Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya even when it's a Bari V'Shem. And the pasuk to tell me, say, "Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya," even when there's a roif, meaning bari the shema lav bari yotif, and ein holchem the mamon achar roif, which basically is a certain madrega in Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya. That's something I know from the pasuk. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that what emerges is that there's a pasuk that says. What's the pasuk? You're going to say, no, it's not. That's the havamin of the Gemara. What do you mean? You sound like an Amoritz. You don't know the havamin of the Gemara? It's a maskulamali cross svaruhu. Nah, you have to know it's Pnei Yeshua. It's a very important Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says that the Gemara only fell off of the pasuk as it relates to the Iker Din. But there's no question that there's a certain neufach. There's a certain madrega of Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya that I only know Machmas the Pasuk. So the bottom line is there's a Pasuk that says Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya. And that Pasuk says Bari V'Shem Ala Bari Yodiv. That Pasuk says Ein Hochem Mamon Achar Roy. So again, what's the Kashan? Kol HaTeru Kulu, there's something called Roy. So how come when it comes to Mamin, is it different? The Teretz is because by Mamin, Zeklal Gadol B'din, Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya, and that Raya needs to be better than a Roy. And what's the Makar to that? The Makar to that is a Pasuk. So you're right, there's a Pasuk of Achir Rabban Lahatois, but Le'umas, the Pasuk of Achir Rabban Lahatois, is another Pasuk. And the other Pasuk is Mi Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleim. And it's from that Pasuk of Mi Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleim where I learn Hamoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya, even when it's going up against these mitigating factors, such as Bari V'Shemo, such as Roiv Afilu Hachi, Zeklal Gadol Bedin, Cheskas Mamin, Muchzik Adif, Zeklal Gadol Bedin, Amoitze Mechaveri Olav Araya. That's Luchura, a maybe Pashit approach to understanding why it is Ein Holchem B'Mamin Acharei. Stating that, there's another very, very important Mahalach, and that's from the Ktzais HaChoshen. And the Ktzais, like we mentioned earlier, is in Sefer Ktzais HaChoshen Simen Reish Pei Beis, and it's also in Shev Shmaitza. It's Shmaitza Dalid Chaf Dalid. So we'll learn it from the Shmaitza, and I just think it's kedai to speak out the Shmaitza. It's not a long piece, a small piece, but like every single Ktzais, it's very, very important. The Shmaitza begins with a tshuva from the Mari Evan Leiv. So every good Ktzais starts with a Mari Evan Leiv, right? So this Shmaitza begins with a Mari Evan Leiv where there was a Shiloh that was asked to him. There was a Maitzah Shoya Kachoya. There was someone that was an apotropis for Nichsei Yisayimim. So his job was to watch Nichsei Yisayimim. Now, he had sold some of the property that belonged to the Yisayimim, and there was a Shiloh whether the sale was a legitimate sale or whether it was an illegitimate sale. Now, by way of background, there's a whole sugya, it's in Perek HaNezak and in Masech Tezgitin, as it relates to the laws that govern an apotropis and how he needs to treat the Nichsei Yisayimim. Specifically, Le'in Yoneinu, an apotropis is allowed to sell Nichsei Yisayimim if the purpose of the sale, the use of proceeds, is going to be to feed the Yisayimim. But if he's going to sell L'haniach, to put something away, to store it because he thinks he has a better investment, that's not something he's allowed to do. Unless he gets a sign-off from Bezdin. If Bezdin says you could, then it's going to be okay. Either way, this apotropis had sold Nichsei Yisayimim, it was karka, and there was a little bit of a shiloh. Was it a legitimate sale or was it not a legitimate sale? The Lekech tainted, yeah. Others were saying no. And there was a question whether we should unwind this transaction or not. So the Shaila was brought to the Mari Evan Lev, and the Mari Evan Lev said, Gishmak. He said that my Muschel Rishon is that the sale is a good sale. Why? Because it's a Sfek Sfeika. Could be that the reason that the Apotropis sold was Lahachel, to feed the Yisoyimim. If that's the case, it's for sure a good sale. Vafilu Imtim Tzoloimar, he sold Lehoniach. Maybe he had a sign off from Bezdin, in which case it's a good sale. So there's two tzadim to say it's a good sale. It's a Sfek Sfeika. And being that it's a Sfek Sfeika, I think the sale's a good sale. But then said the Mari Evan Lev, I'm not sure. You know why I'm not sure? Because everyone knows the Rajba says in the Tshuva that had a Sfek Sfeika work, it works midin roiv. And we know ein holchen b'mamon acher aroiv. So said the Mari Evan Lev, if that's the case, it could be, although it's true, the Lekeach has a Sfek Sfeika supporting him, that the sale was a good sale, but at the same time, you right now, with the Sfek Sfeika, want to be Moitzi the Karka from the assignment. The problem is, the Karka is Mammon, the Sfek Sfeika works as Roiv, and you can't be Moitzi Mammon with arrive. So said the Maria Malev, I'm a supik. I'm not sure. On the one hand, I feel like the Lekeach has a Sfek Sfeika. And being that he has a Sfek Sfeika, so therefore he shouldn't end up getting it because Sfek Sfeika always wins. But my other side is Sfek Sfeika works me tam roiv, and we're dealing with mammon, the ain't hoch in the mammon. Zok the ktsois. No. The emesis, this that ain't hochem imam and achar roiv, that's only true, like we said, when you're being moitzi from a chazaka, right? When you want to be moitzi from cheskes mamon, that's when you say ain't hochem imam and achar roiv. But to the extent that you're not looking to be moitzi mamon from a muchzik, so then there's no halach of ain't hochem imam and achar roiv. Aber zok tzeis, the emesis, the whole thing is a pella. Why is it that you can't be moitzi from a muchzik with a roiv? Maishna, from roiv that could always be mitzi, or is always other from muchzik. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif is true and kala terikula. So why should ruba v'chazaka not be adif when it comes to cheskes mamon? Right? That's the great sakasha. Says the ktois, I'm going to tell you the pshat. The pshat is like this. He says that every chazaka, what's a chazaka? Right? So let's take a classic case. This is one of the cases that the ktois uses. You have an ishes ish. And now all of a sudden, her husband threw her a get. And it's a suffik if the get's a good get or not, right? Suffik karev law, suffik karev law. So what are you going to say? She has a chazaka. What's her chazaka? She's becheskes eishes ish. And because she's becheskes eishes ish, so it's for that reason, we're going to assume she's still an eishes ish. Or if you have something that you know was tahar, and now all of a sudden, it could be it became tame, right? Shnei shvilim, I don't know. And now there's a suffik. Maybe it's tame, or is it still tahar? So based on the chazaka, we're going to assume that if it was Tahar, it probably still is Tahar. Says the Ktzois, this Chazaka really is what? Is being that I know that this woman got married 2 years ago? Oh, so I'm going to assume she's still married right now. Meaning, what's the Chazaka? The Chazaka was, I know for a fact she was once married, right? Now, I have no idea. But if I know she was once married, I'll assume she's still married. I knew this was once Tahar. So if I knew it was once Tahar, I'm going to assume that it's still Tahar. Chazaka says that being that I know once upon a time this was a certain way, therefore I'm going to assume that it's still the same way. Roiv says the Ktzois is a little bit different. Roiv is not just what was. Roiv is what is. The Metzius of the Roiv is always here right now. Right? Right now, there's a roiv. Roiv animals are not treifus. That's true yesterday, it's true today, and it's going to be true tomorrow. Roiv noshim are not an islandist. That's always true. The Ktzois says the reason ruba v'chazaka ruba adif is because the roiv is here, whereas the chazaka is not here. The roiv is lefaneinu. The metzius of the roiv exists today. As opposed to the chazaka, it's what was. Now, the Din Chazaka says that if that's what was, I have a right to assume that that's also what is. But what is really predicated on what was, as opposed to by the Raiv, where what is predicated on what is. Says the Ktzais, Cheskes Mammon is different. Cheskes Mammon, what's the Chazaka? Cheskes Mammon, the Chazaka is that if I'm holding something right now, We leave it by me. Whatever the longness of Cheskes Mammon is, we spoke a lot about that in Cheskes Habatim, right? But the point is, if I'm holding on to something, that's my chazaka. There, the chazaka is not based on what was. The chazaka is based on what is. It's not, I know 2 years ago that she got married, so she's Becheskes Eishesish. No. Right now, I'm holding it. And if right now I'm holding it, so let's leave it by me. I just want to say a little bit more clearly. A regular chazaka is the taich that, being that that's the way it was, so leave it where it was. Cheskes Mammon is the taich, being that that's the way it is, leave it where it is. The Yisoyde chazaka is oikim milsa chazaka, status quo, right? If somebody asks you, can you taich the word chazaka for me in English, right? Now, the intelligent response will be, what type of chazaka? You mean cheskes umdani? You mean this type of chazaka? You mean cheskes gemal shana? There's a whole bunch of different types of chazaka. Okay, but once you can, oikim milsa, your classic oikim minaha milsa amrabana oikim milsa chazaka. What's the English word? I'm not 100% sure, but status quo or a synonym thereof, right? If we assume that nothing changed, right? It's not a birur, it's a hanhaga, all the rage. But the point is, in your classic chazaka, it's chazaka de meikara. Because that's what was, I'll assume that's still what is. By cheskes mammon, it's what is. You're holding it today. It's not saying you were holding it a year ago, mamela, I'm going to give it to you. No, you're holding it right now. So because this is what is, I'm going to assume that it didn't change. But says the Ktzos, I mean, to us it sounds very nuanced, right? Very academic. Obezok the Ktzos, that is the nekuda, it's the mafteach, it's the shlissel, it's the key to understanding Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adev. Ruba's lefanenu, chazaka is in the past. Therefore, what's lefanenu is better than what was. That's the yisoid of Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adev. As opposed to cheskes mammon, where the chazaka is also lefanenu. I mean, the chazaka is also lefanenu. Over here, you're not going to have the din of Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adev. So said the Ktzos, gevaldik. He said, if that's the reason, ein halchem v'mammon acharoi, hagam Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adev, that's only going to be true for muchzik. You're dealing with a marakama. Over there, Zoktik Tzois, it's not going to be negeya. Why? Because a marakama is also a chazaka. But at the same time, cheskes marakama, I'm not holding on to the thing right now. It's only something that was mine in the past. What was the story by the Maria Evan Leiv? The story by the Maria Evan Leiv was somebody had a piece of karka, sold it, right? The apotropis sold the karka of the Yisoyman to a lekeach. And now all of a sudden there's a question, Svek Sveka, Mitam Roiv, you want to be Maitzi Mom, and you're going up against a chazaka. What's the chazaka you're going up against? Who's in the karka right now? The lekeach's in the karka. Why then are we viewing the Yisoymim as the muchzik, as the one with the cheskes mammon? It's because they have the marakam. Now let's hit the pause button for a second. One second. So why? Well, what's even pasha b'shan Rav and Leiv? I don't say he's the marakama, but you're the muchzik. So isn't the muchzik better? So this is cheskes habatim 101. That's true when? That's true by metaltel, and that's not true by karka. Because by karka we know the marakama is always other from the muchzik. But here's the point: the muchzik, the chazaka that you want the roiv to be moitzi from, is a cheskes marakama. It's not a muchzik. If that's the case, zok tuktzois, over here, ruba v'chazaka is going to be ruba adif. Because although the marakama is a cheskes mammon, just like muchzik is a cheskes mammon, right? How do you teach cheskes mammon? A chazaka by mammon, right? So marakama is a chazaka, cheskes marakama, by mammon, just like muchzik is a chazaka by mammon. But at the same time, you don't have the maila, says the ktzois, by cheskes marakama that you do by your regular muchzik. The maila by muchzik, and the reason ain't hoch, it's not because it's cheskes mammon. It's not because it's a chazaka by mammon. That's not the word. It's because the chazaka is saying not leave it where it was, leave it where it is. So the chazaka is rooted in lefanenu, just like the roiv is rooted in lefanenu. So over there you don't have the maila of roiv over chazaka. Thus you don't have ruva chazaka ruva adam. Cheskes marakama zok tiktois is also a situation of the chazaka by mammon. But at the same time, it's more of your classic chazaka mekar, because right now the yisoyimim are not the ones that have it. Who has it right now? Right now it's the lekeach that has it. And being that right now it's the lekeach that has it, so what emerges then is that really what's the cheskes mammon of the Yisoyman? The cheskes mammon is marakama. Ein hoch in the mammon acharoi. But when it comes to marakama, ruba v'chazaka ruba adav. And what do you mean? That's amaratzis. You know that Rav can't be mitzi from a cheskes mamon. Zoktik tzais, it can't be mitzi from a muchzik. But it could be mitzi from a marakama. So the marakama and the muchzik are very, very similar. They're both cheskes mamon. But zoktik tzais, there is a fundamental balabatisha difference. By muchzik, the chazaki is lifanenu. By marakama, the chazaki is not lifanenu. And be that by marakama, the chazaki is not lifanenu. It's no different than any chazaki that may kara. And being by every chazaki that may kara, you say ruba v'chazaki ruba adav. Here it's going to be different. So again, what the Ktzois told the Maria Evan Leiv? The Ktzois told the Maria Evan Leiv. His Maria Evan Leiv had a shayla. He wasn't sure in the case of the Svek Sveiko because of Einochem Amanacharoiv. Zach, the Ktzois, no shaykhis. Einochem Amanacharoiv is when it's being moitzi from muchzik, not when it's being moitzi from marakama. What's the difference? Because by muchzik, the chazak is lefanenu. By marakam, it's no different than any other chazak de meikara. And by every chazak de meikara, ruba v'chazak ruba adem, here it's going to be the same. I thought ches, no, the nakuda is not cheskes mamid, that's not the word. The word is the chazak lefanenu, or is it not? By muchzik, the chazak is lefanenu. Over here, the chazak is not lefanenu. This is one thing I think we have to speak out, because we spoke out so much about this by cheskes abatim, just bossy rak leheir. And that is, when we learn cheskes abatim, we said that the number one thing you learn in cheskes abatim is that if someone is machzik in a piece of property, you don't have your regular muchzik, right? In Kol HaTerukula, if two people are fighting over something, it's mine, it's mine. So whoever's holding on to it, and not Saadi, the Maida Tafas Haidi Day, right? It's Muchse, Cheskes Mama, Cheskes Koma, Naskid Rabab, etc., 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 right? That's the basic halach of Teresh Baal Peh. And that is, if you're holding on to something, you're always considered to be the one that we'll assume it belongs to. And even if the other guy's the Marakama, we know for sure once belonged to the other guy. I don't care. Right now, if you're holding on to it, right now we're going to assume it's yours. Because there's something called Muchzik, and Muchzik's even better than Marakama. Mi Baldvar Migashaleim, some of the way we spoke about now, right? Even Roiv doesn't work, and even Bari Vishenna doesn't work. Because if you're the Muchzik, it's for sure yours. That's true by Metaltlin. By Karka, the story is just the opposite. By Karka, the Marakama is always other from the Muchzik. And what's Exhibit A for that? The whole Perek Cheskes Abatim. Every Cheskes Abatim, the Marakama goes over to the Muchzik. He says, what are you doing in my property? I bought it from you. And there's a, he said, one person's a Muchzik, the other person's a Marakama. Who ends up winning? The Marakama ends up winning. Unless the Muchzik has a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. That's a whole different story. If you have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, but without a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, it's the Marakama that's always going to win. The question is why? Why don't you have a regular Din Muchzik? So we spoke a lot about this when we learned Cheskes Abatim. But one Nusach in the Rishonim, and the Achroinim, and by the Rosh Hashivas is, because Karkas ain't an exalus. And because Karkas ain't an exalus, really, whoever is the Muchzik of the Karka, whoever is the Marakama of the Karka, is considered to be the Muchzik of the Karka. When you're dealing with Metaltalin, so you could say, I own it, but you're holding it. Karka is ain't an exalus. Kol Hecha de Isa, Pershusa de Mara Isa. So whoever is the Marakama is really considered the Muchzik. In other words, in the world of Lamdis, there's a very strong tzad that a Marakama in Karka is not just the Marakama. He's also the Muchzik. If he's also the Muchzik, that means every Marakama by Karka is also considered to be holding on to the Karka. But he's not. What do you mean? Someone else is in it. The Lekeach is in it, not the Yisoyimim. I understand, but the Yisoyimim are the Marakama. And because they're the Marakama, they're viewed as being the Muchzik. If that's the case, it definitely throws a little bit of a wrinkle into the lumnus of the Ktzois. Because the Ktzois is saying to the Mari Evan Leiv that Ein Hochem and Mamanach HaRoiv, I Ruba V'Chazaka Ruba Adiv. The Teretz is because Roiv is Lefanenu and Chazaka is based on the past. But by Muchzik, the Chazaka is also Lefanenu. That's only true by Muchzik, it's not true by Marakama. Because Marakama, your Chazaka is the fact that you owned it. Right now, you're not in it. But in the world of lumnus, if you're going to tell me that when I owned it, wherever it is, it's as if I'm still in it, I'm still considered the Muchzik. So that means you have the same din Muchzik by the Marakama as you do with your regular Muchzik. And if that's the case, the whole binyan of the Ktzais sort of falls away. Now, just to clarify, this is only true when you're dealing with the Marakama by Karka. If this was Metaltlin, it would be different. So if you want to say the Ktzais, Ein Holchem B'Mamanach HaRoif, but you could go Baser Roif by Metaltlin to be Moitzi from a Marakama, we have no Ha'aris, because Enochinami, the Marakama by Metaltlin, doesn't have any Chazaka that's Lefanenu. But the Tshuva of the Maria Evan Leif was very, very clearly where the person sold Karka. Look up the Tshuva. Sefer Rishon Klal Yud Gimel Simen Ayin Zayin. That was the story. The story was where he was selling karka. And being that it was karka, so to the extent that the Yisoyimim were considered the Marakama, they're not only the Marakama, they're also the Muchzik. They're also the Muchzik. Maybe you could hear Lifanenu, the Yesh Liyashiv, just throwing out a little bit of food for thought again. We definitely shift gears from the Agadata and Amoiches Asvina to the Lumdis of Amoiches Aperis, more Lumdis and more Ktsoisin coming in tomorrow's daf, Be'ezer Hashem. And we will stop here.